the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, they are one of the most promising bands to come out of Ireland in years, with the recent release of their second EP, Letter to Willow, and a whole tour in 2015 supporting Hozier. They are coming to Brighton in May to perform at the Great Escape Festival. That takes place from the 19th to the 21st of May. On the phone with me right now from Wyvern Lingo, it's Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Now, the three of you met when you were school kids, didn't you? What gave you the idea to create a band?
Yeah, well, we became friends just before we started secondary school, and it was just that. We were the only 11-year-olds our age who were into music. So we kind of bonded over bands like Thin Lizzy, Led Zeppelin, Simon and Garfunkel, you know, Fleetwood Mac, and we just became obsessed. And we, Saoirse kind of happened to play guitar. I played piano and a bit of bass, and Cuiva had just got a drum kit, you know. So we kind of just happened. We just started playing, writing songs together, and playing music, and we haven't really looked back.
So you'd all had kind of learned music before, like kind of had the instruments learned.
Yeah, it was a strange twist of fate. It was we all just played our instruments, and we're all from Bray, like it's a pretty small town, and we all lived very near each other and had older siblings who also all played music together. So we're kind of following in their footsteps a little bit, and we just wanted to be in a band, you know. We just wanted to write songs. It's not like the normal thing to do, you know.
Yeah,
that was our hobby.
Now, you've been performing together for 10 or over 10 years. How much has your sound and taste changed in that time, do you reckon?
Oh, so much. I mean, yes, we've been performing for over 10 years. It doesn't feel like that because, you know, we were only kids. We were only kind of, you know, doing little underage gigs. And we, you know, if we finished school, like, I went to college and Cuba went to college and Search went to college and then worked for a while. So we kind of lived our lives a little bit. But we were always doing the band and always kind of, you know, playing festivals. We got in some good scenes in Dublin, and luckily enough, we were always supported by the local scene. But we only really in the last 2 years did we get a chance to kind of take it to the next level, you know, and really focus as a band. So our sound has kind of always been changing, but especially in the last 2 years, because we released an EP 2 years ago independently, and then kind of catapulted us on to get the opportunity to go full time. So we've been with our label for almost a year now, and like, things have changed so much for the better. We've just become better players, arguably better people, and we're just kind of working really hard on it and trying to figure out what we want to sound like. And it's been such a fun journey, you know. So I think we're kind of just getting there now.
Yeah,
and it's really exciting.
As you mentioned, your second EP you released this year, the first one two years ago. How would you describe your sound now? And was recording the second EP a different experience in terms of production?
Oh, big time. Yeah, big time. How would I describe our sound now? We kind of, it's so easy to just say alt-pop is what we always come back to.
Yeah.
But I guess what we think we're doing and what we take our influences from would be a lot of alt-rock. And R&B, like, we would listen to a lot of R&B music, a lot of R&B vocalists. We've kind of always been listening to singers and like that. So that was, our vocals would be hugely influenced by American R&B. And then we would listen to like just a lot of rock bands and like a lot of, I don't know, we'd be big into Alt-J, James Blake, some electronic stuff. So it's kind of a big mixture. Big classic rock heads as well. I don't know how much that comes through, but they would be big influences. But like, production wise, I mean, we only really learned about production in the last 2 years, you know. We only really started putting our heads together and getting a bit nerdy about equipment, and I got synthesizers, and we just started, you know, obsessing over that kind of thing. And then I mean, the difference of recording an EP independently and then having the backing of a label as well is just vastly different. You know, like we were doing our first EP in drips and drabs when we could and when we could afford it. And then this time we had, you know, like people supporting us and, you know, finding people to work with. So we actually went went to Germany to record our EP that we just released.
Okay.
So that was really exciting. We recorded with a cool German guy, and we learned so much. But it's funny, we recorded that in July, and even since then, I feel like we've learned so much again, and we can't wait to get back in the studio, you know. So we just released that EP there last Friday, actually, was our official launch day. So it's so exciting.
And you mentioned you went full time in the last year or 2 years. What kind of prompted that then? What kind of made you push forward?
Well, it has a lot to do with the fact that Quiva and I both did some backing vocals for Hosier. He is actually just a good friend of ours. He's from the area, and he kind of, you know, just took off, and he just asked us, he knew us, and we separately did vocals for him whenever he needed it, and then just seeing his success was just really inspiring for us, and we both kind of left and said, you know, let's just do this ourselves, let's give the band a real shot. We gave it our full time before, and you know, and look, like, that's just life. Like, we have to pay the bills, you got to do other things, it's not just need to go full time, and it's quite scary. But we met our manager, and he got us a publishing deal, and then within 6 months we got a record deal. So it was a lot of hard work, but the best decision we ever made, definitely, was to just keep it that full time.
Yeah, starting to pay off already then, that decision.
Yeah, thankfully we haven't had to look back. You know, we've been really, and you know, every week is something different, and we're just working really hard. And we love our label. Like, they're just so supportive, and they're an independent label from Ireland. They're called Ruby Works, which is actually where Hosier started as well. And they're just a small group of people who really believe in us, and it's just great.
And there's a great roster of artists as well with Ruby Works. You've got Rodrigo Gabriela as well, and
they literally started with Rodrigo Gabriela. They found them busking, and they just started a label. So, but yeah, they just really care about music, and it's a great team to be part of. So yeah, things are going good.
Now, you mentioned touring with you mentioned Hosier. You guys toured with him. How was that? How was that?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, like, as I said before, Quiva and I had kind of on and off done some vocals for him, and he's an old friend of mine. We used to be in bands together, and I recorded a song with him on his album as well, which was an absolute pleasure. So we know his crew and his team really well, so they were, you know, way too nice to us. The support band never gets that kind of treatment. It was lovely. We were really well looked after. They're just a family, you know. It was so nice. An absolute pleasure. And then just to get to travel around the UK and play these huge audiences and meet these great people. Like, I have to say, I think UK audiences are very, very receptive to the music. And maybe it's stamped his crowds as well, but that there were just, you know, full houses for the support act and lots of heads turned our way. So it was just, couldn't have been a better introduction to the UK, to be honest. It was just incredible. So we actually played in France with him as well, which was magical. And he's finished now, so he's taking a break. But that was an amazing part of the last year, getting to open the show for him.
Yeah, it must have been a great experience and kind of learning kind of performance and refining your performance and stuff. That must be a great
big time. Like, you know, there's huge audiences, and it's great that kind of, you know, festivals don't intimidate us now, or big crowds don't scare us. And I think that's kind of across the board. Smaller crowds are way scarier than big crowds. So it was an incredible experience. And you know, those venues are so, you know, we played 3 Brixton Academies, and that's just insane. It was great. And it was really, really fun.
Now, there's a great, uniquely Irish line in your current single, Letter to Willow. cop on, grow up.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I used that expression over here, cop on. It was just met with sheer confusion. No one knew what it meant. Who's responsible for writing your lyrics?
For that song, it's Quiva.
Okay.
You know, it's so funny. I didn't even realise cop on was...
Yes, it's not a thing. People were like, thought I was making some kind of police joke or something. And I was like, no, just, you know, I mean, you know, cop on.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't even know where it comes from. But yeah, for that song, Creeper wrote that song. So we all share writing, like we all write songs and we all sing them. So on our current EP, there is one of each of our songs and then two of Creeper's. But it was that kind of, you know, varies and changes gig to gig and an EP to EP or whatever. So it's, which is a really fun part of our band because we all work really closely together, you know?
Hmm.
And also, I guess, kind of unusual. Like, most people are, I don't know, people have a compulsion to find a center and one person to focus on. So
yeah.
People are, oh, we always get asked who's the lead and what's, you know, what's the story there, but we just don't have one, you know? It's not about that. It's about, you know, sharing the, you know, collaborating, really, I suppose. Hmm. So Quiva is responsible for crap on growth. But it's funny, I think it really resonates with Irish people abroad as well.
Yeah.
People like to hear something that's colloquial.
It's good.
They wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, no, it's good. It certainly stands out. All right. Now, are you working on an album at the moment? Are you kind of, is there a Wyvern & Lingo album coming up soon?
Well, that is, yes. Well, that is the aim. I can't promise it's going to come out soon. I think what we're going to do is another EP because it's just a snappier, good way to kind of introduce our music to new people, you know?
Yeah.
We still have a lot of groundwork to do in the UK and Europe, and I mean, the dream would be America as well. So an EP is kind of an easier way to do that, you know, at the moment because, you know, Spotify and everything, people's attention spans are more better caught with an EP first. So
yeah.
We are at the moment writing like crazy. We've been doing a couple of gigs around the country, but mostly just rehearsing, trying to write as much as possible. Basically, an album's worth. I'm probably going to record in June is the plan at the moment. I'm so tentative to say this, though, because things always change.
Yeah, so it's a kind of watch this space then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're getting really excited at the moment about who we're going to record with and what we're going to do. And like with every song, I feel like we learn so much more. So we're very excited about the next EP and what we're going to say with it. So, yeah, watch this space.
Now, people in Brighton Hove will get a great chance to see you perform. You're here for The Great Escape from the 19th to the 21st of May. It's your first time doing this festival, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we're so excited. It just seems amazing. So,
how many slots do you have at the festival? Are you allowed to tell me?
How many slots? I don't know. What I'm going to anyway. I think we definitely have two.
Okay.
We definitely have two, and I'm not sure if there's any more than that. I'm actually a bit foggy on the details.
Yeah.
But that's not a great sign. Our tour manager looks after us, so
yeah. You'll be there on time. You'll be on stage on time.
I'll be there with, you know, rocking out to the best of my ability. I can't wait to announce whenever they announce the lineup at night. To just play the gigs. I can't wait to meet people in Brighton. We haven't been there before, so it's going to be really, really fun.
Very good. Karen, thanks a million for talking to us, and the best of luck with the Great Escape and beyond that as well. Apart from working on an album, anything else kind of lined up for this year?
We are, the next month, we just biggest Dublin Headliner to date, which is great. It sold out in the Button Factory, and it was, to be honest, I'm still buzzing. I'm on cloud nine from that gig. It was just so good. It was so much fun. Such a great response from people. That was our EP launch. And then the next month, we've just got a couple of nice gigs, Trinity Ball, that kind of thing. And we're actually supporting one of our favourite ever bands ever. Do you know Hiatus Coyote? They're from Australia.
Yes, I do.
We are totally obsessed with them. And we're supporting them in Dublin. So that's kind of the next exciting thing that we're doing. Well, I'm looking forward to it a lot. We can't wait to meet them and see them and chat to them. So we're really excited for that. But yeah, that's it. Really that bad. I'm writing the next thing. So
perfect. Well, the best of luck with both.
Well, listen, thank you so much for calling, and we'll see you in May.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks very much. Bye.